Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is Comrade Biden, his glorious first year, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Evening, Marilyn. Hey, Mike, you made it. Anna, Zygmunt, wonderful, wonderful. Get a great crew tonight. We'll try to keep the trolls away tonight. And yet, you know, you have a great podcast though when the trolls start attacking you. So I'm kind of proud about that from last week. We did stop them towards the middle, but anybody sees them coming on, just shout. We lay our hands for a moment on the earth that God has given us. We kneel and pray for our future. Into the unknown, we are led, guided solely by the hand of God. We pray for your salvation, for your guidance, and your love. Cradle us in our time of need, O Lord. And help guide our nation out of the evil that it's been mired in. We pray these things in your glorious heavenly name. Amen. January donors, one-time donors, Alicia, Reverend Dave, Rudy, Andy, Lisa, Marcy, and Rena, thank you, thank you. Truth Premium signups, Patty, Linda, David K, patrons, Alicia, Reverend Dave, Dan, you too can be part of the wonderful, glorious Podbean, Eternal Affairs Media. You can be a member. It's special articles and lots of great stuff. So check it out at our website, eamedia.online, eternalaffairsmedia.com. Be sure to support your podcast if you like it. Give us your likes and your love. And hey, Joanne. Send us your way, and send your friends your way too. It's going to get more and more interesting. A couple of news headlines before the top stories. What we're going to do, just so you're aware, the glorious comrade Biden, who has put out a wonderful, and I got a synopsis. I can't stand listening to this mentally challenged minion of the state. So I have to get secondhand commentaries from people I trust who are actually sitting and listening to this drivel, but put out his great oratory on how wonderful his first year was and how great he's doing. We're going to go over that in a minute. Just a couple quick things. So the other day, I had a bit of a medical scare. Almost didn't make it to the podcast tonight. And I'll tell you, when you're looking at the darkness, looking at the end times, you're looking at the end of your times, you know, you look at it from a whole different perspective. Suddenly, you're awakened. And it got me to thinking that, you know, when Biden took over the reins, it was like we were thrown into a fiery pit, like we were seeing the end of our nation. And it means a lot more when you realize just how little time we have on this earth and how little our entire human history is in the entirety of God's creation. We're but a second on the clock of time. And, you know, I always say, I love to throw the thought out that to be a good person, you need to think of what it means. You know, people call me self-centered and conceited and all kinds of different things, and it's all about you, and it's true. But the more you think about it, if you make yourself great, if you shine in the world, if you let that light shine out to others, you do your part to make your world wonderful. And everybody did their part to make the world wonderful. We'd all be living large. We'd be living God's views. We'd be living the world of Jesus. Think about it. Think about it. You know, we all want the same thing. That's I keep emphasizing this. We all want the same things. We want it maybe in different ways. But we all want a good life for ourselves, our loved ones, our family. We want to be happy and healthy. We want to be able to get help when we're sick, have food when we're hungry, shelter when we're cold. There's not a Republican, a Democrat, not even a communist soldier that doesn't want the same thing. But we have to find a way to make that happen within the confines of our great Constitution and the laws the founders laid for our great nation. So let's all do our part to make our little worlds, our families' worlds, and our friends' worlds the best. And we'll be doing our part to make the entire world better. Or do like the New Hampshire Libertarians did and put forth a bill to secede from the Union, deciding that the federal government is not in the best interests of New Hampshire. It's kind of interesting. And you know who complained about that? The Republicans. The Republican members of the House and the Senate in New Hampshire were saying that anybody that promotes such a thing is a fool. That you need the federal government because the federal government provides 30% of your funds. Now think about that. The federal government provides 30% of New Hampshire's funds and of most states. But if you secede from the Union and you don't give money to the federal government, you can take back that 30% and run your state the way you like. Interesting concept. Interesting that the Republicans would be the ones going against the secession of New Hampshire. How about that 5G, folks? You know, 5G now, all of a sudden Q is coming to light. Hey, you can laugh all you want, but they were talking about the evils of 5G, and all of a sudden even the airline pilots don't want to go up in the air with it. In the back of my cell phone box that I just bought, it says 5G in the European Union for indoor use only. Interesting. Oh, there's also in the news, there's a new electric car battery. Now, you know, I don't like electric cars in general. Everybody knows how I feel about it. I live in a rural area. And even in the suburbs, you need a vehicle that will get you around. Plus, you want to travel around. But you know, electric cars always had their place. They started out in New York City. Actually, I'm sorry, let me back up. They started out right here in Pennsylvania, right near where I live. Moved out in New York with the first electric vehicles. You know, electric cars for the great cities probably makes sense. Keeps the smog and the pollution out. Plus, 90% of the time you're sitting out in traffic. And you're not running your engine. They have their place. But not as a universal means of transportation. But they did find a really cool thing. That within the next few years, they've come out with a new battery for electric vehicles. That uses half the materials, has 10 times the energy, and fully charges in less than 5 minutes. The future of batteries. Now think about your cell phones too. and it has a lifespan of 25 years or 10,000 cycles. Great for cell phones. So we just have to find a way to keep them out of the rural areas, because it's even with a 5-minute charge, it's going to be a really difficult to find the amount of juice to juice up every electric car on the road. There are better ways, but that's for a different night. So we'll open up the story of Joe Biden's glorious first year, since he made such great event of it. Although through most of the stuttering, for what little bit I looked at or heard of it, I'm not sure you can make out what he really was saying. Let's open with a great passage, great biblical passage for Joe Biden. Then the seven angels with seven trumpets prepared to blow their mighty blasts. The first angel blew his trumpet, and hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down on the earth. A third of the earth was set on fire. A third of the trees were burned, and all the green grass was burned. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea. One third of the water of the sea became blood, and one third of all living things in the sea died, and one third of all the ships in the sea were destroyed. Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from the sky, burning like a torch. It fell on a third of the rivers and in the springs of water. The name of the star was Bitterness. It made one third of the water bitter. Many people died from drinking the bitter water. Then the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and one third of the sun was struck, and one third of the moon, and one third of the stars, and they became dark. And one third of the day was dark, and one third of the night was dark. Then I looked, and I heard a single eagle crying loudly as it flew through the air, "Terror, terror, terror to all who belong to this world, because of what will happen when the last three angels blow their trumpets." It's time to start throwing cherries in the trumpets. It's time to start blowing bananas in the trumpets. Time to silence those final trumpets. It's our duty in the coming years to reduce the evil to dust. So what has Joe Biden? Let's fact check Joe Biden. So Joe Biden says that he created 6 million new jobs. It's his words, created 6 million new jobs. He's proud of the fact there's 6 million new jobs. What he doesn't tell you is that according to federal government statistics, during COVID alone, my audio is no good. Not sure what's happening. We're going to roll with it, and hopefully, I don't know if you can hear it or not. If you can't hear what I'm saying, let me know. Unfortunately, there were 10 million jobs lost to COVID. All right, thank you, Anna. So 10 million jobs lost and 6 million gained. Still 4 million down. Look what's happening in Ukraine. Yeah, he actually said that there could be minor incursions. And it depends on what our reaction will be to Russia. There might be minor incursions, and they'd react differently. Yeah. If you were Ukrainian, how would you feel if they said, "Oh, minor incursions might occur," and that's like minor. I don't know if you heard how the Ukraine's reacted, Ukraine government came back like ugly on monkey. Minor incursions. Yeah, you know, any handful of people dying is not a good incursion. Oh, and how about that free money he handed out? Now they're saying they're going to have to take it back. Anna, you'll be sad about that, I guess. But they're taking it all back because there's no money to pay for it. And all that money they threw is causing massive inflation for us. So what they gave us, they're taking back. Jobs may pay $25 an hour, but when a loaf of bread costs $10, not going to do you much good. And how about that great Build Back Better plan? Now he wants to break it up. Take the bits and pieces out of it that are good and pass them just so he can try to get some votes in the elections. And then he went and tried to get the filibuster turned over because he can't get any votes. Even with an extra vote of the vice president, he can't get any votes. His own party hates him. You know, there's more Republicans now than Democrats registered in the United States of America. And it was flipped. 7% Democrats were lost and 7% more Republicans were gained. So that's a 14% spread. Yes, Comrade Biden, you're doing a fantastic job. Your first year definitely is a massive one. It is gorgeous and glorious. And optimists give Joe Biden a 40% approval rating overall. Real honest studies, random studies, which include rural and cities, Democrats and Republicans and independents mixed, give him a 33% rating. The worst of any president of the United States of America since the ratings were created. But you're doing wonderful. One of the best presidents we ever had, according to him. And you know where the biggest loss that he has is? This is the cool thing. See, we pulled Trump through in 2016 by pulling in all the independents. In 2020, Democrats pulled in the independents. Now his biggest losses, or the biggest losses, I should say, of the Democratic Party is in the independents. Independents have gone from approval rating of about 80% for Joe Biden down to 33%. Democrats have gone from 90%. I couldn't believe 90% approved of Joe Biden. 90%, I think they're down to 81 or 82%. Now it might even be less than that. But glory to the comrade. Probably didn't hear that on the mainstream media. What has Joe Biden done? Has Joe Biden succeeded in eliminating the pandemic fears? Has Joe Biden eliminated the pandemic? Has Joe Biden helped to merge, to bring back society, to bring back blacks, whites, Democrats, Republicans, to bring us all together? What has Joe Biden done to bring us together? Or better should I say, what has he done to tear us apart? There's more racial inequality now than there was before Joe Biden. You know, we had some real gains made during the Trump years in racial equality, gender equality. Just peace in general. I mean, we had people coming together for the cause. Look at the colors and the nationalities and the mixture of people at a Trump rally, even today. Yeah, well, the biggest equality, right, Anna. Biggest equality was in after 9/11. That, you know, that was one of our most glorious times, was after 9/11. Terrible thing happened to those towers. But it brought us together. We need to get back to that. We need to get those flags flying high again. Has Joe Biden done that? Has Kamala Harris? What have you heard of Kamala Harris? Have you heard anything from Kamala Harris? I haven't heard a word from her. I think it's kind of interesting. I've tried to find something about her, what's going on and what she's doing. She's the vice president. She was going around doing crazy things and trying to do her own thing. Now she's just back in the shadows again. And yet they're saying, oh, yeah, Biden saying, I'm going to run again in 2024. Absolutely. Me and Harris. And back in the shade lies good old Hillary, thinking about running. Heaven forbid. Or maybe it would be a good thing. We could probably beat Hillary Clinton. What has Joe Biden done? I've tried to think of one thing that Joe Biden has done that's been good for this country. Got double-digit inflation. Gasoline almost at $4 a gallon. You know they're saying it's going to go up to $100 a barrel within the next month. It's at 90 now. Now, I kind of laugh because I kind of enjoy that because I've got a lot of stock in oil industry. When the price of that stock's going through the roof, I don't drive very much, so I'm kind of happy about it. But then it costs us in transportation, the fuel and food and products. And how about those container ships? Those container ships eat up between 500 and 1,000 gallons of crude diesel every hour to bring your imported merchandise to this country. Oh, hey, wait, I thought of something great that Joe Biden did. Joe Biden's giving away free N95 masks to everyone, and test kits for COVID. Just what we need, more testing. Guess what? You get more testing, you're going to have more people that are testing positive. But more important, have you ever looked at those N95 masks? They're the fake N95 Chinese masks that don't work. Fake N95 Chinese masks. That's what Joe Biden's brought us. Fake N95 mask from China. What would Donald Trump have done? He did it. Donald Trump has proven what he did when we needed ventilators. Did Donald Trump go to China and have ventilators made? No, he called on General Motors, Ford Motor Company, and other manufacturing facilities in the United States of America to make ventilators. Joe Biden, I ask you, this is for Joe Biden. If anybody can pass this on to Joe Biden, I ask you, how in the hell hard is it to have some manufacturing facility in the United States of America manufacture N95 masks for the 500 million you want to deliver? You miserable bastard. Sell us out to the Chinese. That's what Joe Biden has done. That's what his legend is going to be. We need to make everyone aware of what he's doing. You know, in 2022, we need to destroy the Congress. We need to destroy the Senate and the House. We destroy the governors of every state. We need to take back that which was rightly ours. We need to honor the founders. We need to honor the people who fought the many wars of our nation and died for this country. Anyone thinking of not voting or thinking it's not worth voting, we all need to vote. We need to vote so hard that no amount of cheating will make the ballot go the way of the Democrats. Right, exactly, Joanne. We're able to help other nations with our ventilators from our country made by our citizens. Not one thing Joe Biden has done has supported the United States economy or the American worker. In fact, they're saying, I just heard the other day, they were saying that the Republican Party has become the workers' party again. So I'm emphasizing once again, fact-checking Joe Biden's, what was it, an hour and a half long dissertation on how great he is. Man can't even wipe his own ass. I'm sorry. Need to destroy them, every one of them. It's our duty. Leave you with a final thought. Bring your friends on board. Can he find his ass? Yeah. Good, Anna. We need to make a concerted effort, a decision that we are either going to be red or blue. We got red or blue in this country, folks, and the primaries count, especially in the local elections and the state elections. You got your choice, red or blue. It's like the Civil War, red or blue. Nothing in between. Nope, nothing else matters. And you need to be out there in the midst of the battle fighting, or you become the pawn of the winner. Praying that all that listen to this podcast stay safe. Stay on topic and remember that we are the army. We're the silent majority. We need to make ourselves known. Thank you, Marilyn. So get out there, spread the word, and spread the word about my wonderful podcast on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Lots of interesting stuff coming up. In closing, I just want to thank God for taking care of me in my time of need. Thank you for being here to bring my spirits up. Praise the Lord. And let's keep one step after the other. God bless every one of you. We've come to our end of our time, and our carriage is turning into a pumpkin. But you're all very wonderful for stopping by every week. Good stuff is coming as the summer approaches. A lot of good things are happening. I've got a lot of great interviews coming up as well. We've got had a great interview with Tommy Robinson on did an interview. We're going to be posted on Eternal Affairs Media. You want to find that and check it out. It was a wonderful half hour interview. Tommy Robinson is a fellow in the U.S., in the U.K. rather, who was arrested many times. Came to the U.S., was arrested a couple times, believing in that the Islam is looking to take the world over. And in, apparently in Great Britain, it's a far worse situation than we have. Very eye-opening, very, very scary thing. Looking to destroy the world, and the way they're going to destroy it is by opening borders, bringing Islamic extremists to the United States, just like they did in Great Britain, infiltrating them into the government, and then just turning the whole nation into basically communist China. So Tommy Robinson going to be on Eternal Affairs Media. Should be posted shortly. And I was very impressed because he actually decided to come on have the interview with me after he looked at my resume and searched me out on the internet. He said he was very impressed. So I guess I'm an impressive person, but I've done a lot and stood for a lot of great causes, as we all should. Everyone should not be afraid to be heard, and not be afraid to be known, not be afraid to speak out. Stay safe, my good friends. We'll see you next week, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Podbean. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Mike, as well. See you all later. Take care. Have a good week.